The Same Game by Renata Hopkins. Illustrated by Darren Parton. On Tuesday morning, Lani and Lucy arrived at school wearing the exact same hoodie and the exact same plait. "We're twins," said Lucy. "See?" She jumped up and down, and Lani jumped too. This gave Lani an idea. "Let's not just look the same," she said. "Let's act the same." Lani scratched her nose, so Lucy scratched hers. Lani grinned. Lucy grinned back. At morning break, Lani and Lucy marched across the playground in perfect time. Left, right, left. When Lani stopped, Lucy stopped. When Lani hopped on one foot, Lucy hopped too. Being the same made Lani feel bigger and stronger. It was like there were two of her instead of just one. At the drinking fountain, they passed Dean and Tyson. "What are you doing?" asked Tyson. "We're playing the same game," said Lucy. She hadn't thought of the name until just then, but it was perfect. "Can we play?" asked Dean. Lani was about to say yes, but Lucy got there first. "No," Lucy said. "You can only play the same game if you're the same as us, and you're not." She waggled the end of her plait. "See? Same hair, same clothes. Our names even start with the same letter." Dean looked disappointed, which made Lani feel mean. But she was enjoying the same game, so when Lucy bounced away like a kangaroo, Lani bounced away too. At lunchtime, Lucy and Lani were eating their yogurts at the exact same speed when they saw Dean, Tyson, and Arev walking across the playground like robots. They were stepping together, turning together, and stopping together. "Hey, they are copying," Lucy said. "They are playing the same game." She left her half-eaten yogurt and went after them. By the time Lani caught up, Lucy and Dean were arguing. "We're not playing your same game," said Dean. "Ours is about being a robot with a missing tooth. See?" Dean, Tyson, and Arev opened their mouths to show gummy gaps. Then Dean turned back into a stiff-armed robot and lurched away. By the end of lunchtime, half the junior syndicate was playing the same game. There was a group for blonde hair, a group for blue socks, and a group for anyone with freckles. Seeing so many kids playing her game made Lani feel proud. Until she noticed Zoe. Zoe was sitting alone on a bench. She didn't have a purple hoodie or a long brown plait. She wasn't a boy with a missing tooth or a girl with blonde hair. She didn't have blue socks or freckles. "Let's ask Zoe to play," Lani suggested. Lucy frowned. "But she's not the same as us." Lani didn't know what to say. How could she disagree with Lucy when they were being the same? She was relieved when the bell rang. Just after lunch, two big kids from Year 8 came in. Lani had seen them on playground duty, wearing their bright yellow vests. They went over to Mrs. Khan and talked quietly. Lani couldn't hear what they were saying, but Mrs. Khan's face looked serious. After a moment, she stood up and clapped her hands.
"Whakarongo, listening ears, tōtara whānau.
Mrs. Khan said. We'll finish our books later. Right now, Kahu and Jasmine are taking you outside for a game. We saw lots of you playing a game at lunchtime. It's called the same game, is that right? Kahu asked. The class smiled and nodded. We're going to change the rules this time, Jasmine said. We'll explain outside. Haere mai. In the playground, everyone got into their groups from lunchtime. Jasmine shook her head. Make a circle, everyone. Remember, we're changing the rules, she said. This isn't the same game. Jasmine explained that she and Kahu would call out different questions. If the thing we call out is true about you, run into the middle, okay? Starting with... Who's wearing a plaster? Everyone looked. Then all the kids with a plaster raced into the middle. See, said Jasmine, I bet you didn't notice that before. Sometimes you have to look closer to spot things that are the same. Okay, new group, called Kahu. Who has four kids in their family? Most of the plaster kids ran out, but Anapella and Josh stayed in. Tyson, Zena, Sione and Zoe joined them. Zoe looked happy to be in a group. That's interesting, said Kahu. You can't always see what's the same. The questions kept coming. Whose favourite colour was orange? Who had a cat? Who had two cats? Who could speak more than one language? It was fun seeing the groups swap and change. The game was full of surprises. Finally, Jasmine called out the last question. Who is not a giraffe? Lucy grabbed Lani's hand, and Lani took Zoe's. This time, everyone ran giggling into the middle.